Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your hump host, Rick Fiddle, coming to you from my house. We're here on the Oakland side of the bay, our Sports Byline USA studios in North Beach over there on the San Francisco side of the bay. We're in a little bit of a quarantine. You might have heard of this global pandemic type of thing. So here I am sitting at my desk in my house, which is a cardboard box under the BART tracks, my gaming headset, and we bring the show to you. We've been doing this for over 6 months now, and you've probably been doing the same if you're lucky enough to keep still be working right now. But if you've never listened to the show before, and I've only been doing like 20 years, it's a guy on a mic talking to you peeps out there, you gamers, about video games. And it's not just sports video games, despite the fact I'm on all these sports talk national networks right now. It is every type of video game. And the lines are open throughout at the toll-free number 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's what will get you in, and that's what will get you heard. Once again, don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Big shout-out to our brave men and women in the military. You're doing a great job wherever you are and whichever branch you are with. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. It doesn't matter. Merchant Marines, merchants, you're doing a great job. Seriously, thanks for protecting us and our allies. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We are on the TuneIn radio app, the iHeart radio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. Any emails and requests for cheat codes and to win the game at 40 after, as I always do, send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. We're also on Sirius XM satellite radio. On 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be with you wherever you are. Honk your semi horns if you're out there getting that white line fever right now on the American highways. But that's what I'll do. I'll give a game away at 40 after. I'll tell you what's new this week. I got an interview with the CEO of Electronic Gaming Federation. They've signed a new college deal with esports. It's very cool. And the cheat code at the end of the show. It is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We're talking video games. Come on back. Yeah.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MYBETUS.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
And it is a video game review. Rick Tittle with you. What you got? Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to the CEO of Electronic Gaming Federation, Eric Johnson. A new deal with the Big East College Sports. Yes, NCAA e-gaming. Will we see it in the Olympics? Why not, man? Bring it on. I'm all for it. But this segment is available to your calls if you have any questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. And remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. There are hella dumb questions, but no such thing as a stupid question. And if you're, you know, a neophyte, don't be scared. And sometimes I know we talk in acronyms, so if you don't know what an MMORPG or I talk about FPS and frame rate and whatever. It's all, like, I don't make the games. I just play them like you. And I judge a game really on one criterion, and that is it fun? Right? If it's fun, doesn't matter if it has Tetris graphics, we'll play it if it's fun. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, what have you been playing this weekend? Well, played a little bit of Call of Duty Cold War because the beta came out on the PS4 this weekend. And it's going to be up and running until tomorrow, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, or if you'd like, just October 12th. That'll be until 10 a.m. Pacific. And I had a chance to play it, and then tonight I had a chance to play it, and I went back to Modern Warfare and the new season. It's okay. Now, remember, I'm the same guy when I first played Modern Warfare. I was very underwhelmed. Sometimes I get my socks blown off, and it's usually a Battlefield game, or like Battlefield 1, Battlefield 4, Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to play this. This is the greatest thing ever. This game kind of reminded me of maybe a Battlefield Hardline or maybe a Battlefield 3 or I don't know. Remember what Activision does with the Call of Duty franchise is so they can have a game every year is they have the developers Infinity Ward and Treyarch go back and forth and spend 2 years making a game so that every even or odd year, depending on who they work for, that they'll have a new game to come out, which makes sense and it's good. And the whole reason I bought an Xbox 360 back in the day, what was that, like 15 years ago, is because I saw Call of Duty 2 and I had to have it. And that was an Infinity Ward game. And Infinity Ward did this latest Modern Warfare. When you jump back to a Treyarch game, and it's just, I don't know, it doesn't have the same oomph for me. The combat is, it seems like a step backwards. But I'll tell you this, if you get a chance to play it on the PS4, you still have time. If you don't have a PS4, the Xbox One and the PC are coming next weekend. And even shorter, it's going to be October 15th at 10 a.m. Pacific. And by the way, it'll be on the PS4 as well. So the PS4 gets two weekends. Xbox and PC get one. So those of you in the latter two, October 15th at 10 a.m., or I should say for the Xbox and PC open beta, and then it will end on the 19th of October at 10 a.m. And the thing that's interesting for me is, and I said something about this last week about getting the new season of Call of Duty, about how sometimes they just make it hard for you to download games that they're desperate for you to play. They want your cash and your eyeballs and hearts and minds and carpet bombing with all their advertising. They make it hard sometimes. And so I signed on, Friday when the beta started, and to Modern Warfare, and it says, hey, you can play the Cold War beta right now. Just click here. So I click there, and it's like, yeah, we can't find that game. Do you want to go to the store? I'm like, what? You told me. You told me it was ready. So I had to go on to the store, and then I had to search for it, and then, no, there's the beta, and then I had to download it, and it only took, I don't know, an hour and a half. It wasn't horrible. Why? I'm not in charge, but I'm more into user-friendly, and if I was desperate to get your cash, I would make it easy. I would invent one-click shopping like Amazon. How impulsive is that? No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Ah, I pressed it. Why did I do that? Well, you can still cancel it, but I don't want to. I pressed it now. One click. We didn't invent one-click ordering on Amazon to make it convenient. We did it for impulsive buying, and I need to go to Amazon Anonymous during this pandemic. Ridiculous amount of packages, these things I don't need. And so I would just think if they say to you, hey, it's available, it would link it. And you go, well, Rick, you see, here's the thing. Sony, he's got the PlayStation 4, and now you're talking about a separate developer. I'm like, yeah, but aren't they all in cahoots? Are you telling me that when it says, hey, do you want to play the beta, and I click on it, it doesn't say, I can't find it? It shouldn't say, I can't find it. It just seems stupid. But there were a lot more maps. And you get a little TDM, little domination, VIP escort, kill confirmed, combined, and also a fire team dirty bomb mode, which is 40 players, which means a 6-on-6, a 12-on-12, and a 20-on-20. And some of the new stuff that we get, stuff that were different than the alpha. Well, there's a lot of new stuff that's different from the alpha. I did have to get to level 5, as I did. You start screwing around with my classes and start to add stuff. There's a new weapon recoil and fire animation, both hip fire and ADS, which is aim down sights. There's been some weapon tuning. There's an increase to the AK-74 recoil. There's increased light machine gun ammo. So it's nothing that's going to be like earth shattering. The sniper rifles have a little bit more of an aim assist. I know some people despise aim assist. They want to just keep it independent. And then there's a reduced fuse time on the frags, which I would have thought increased because it was the first time ever I threw one and a guy threw it back at me and blew me up. So I'm like, you're saying it's reduced? Audio, a lot. They say there's a lot more punch to it. Footsteps. Increase. Now, the footsteps of your enemies, if you play these games, are always going to be a little bit louder. There's a tweaked bullet crack system to prevent players from hearing sounds they shouldn't. For me, though, when it came to mute, and I have never played a game in my life unmuted when I could mute it. and I mute all. I don't want to hear any of that. People are playing music. I don't know how somebody can be playing music and then playing the game. That to me is distracting. Or watching TV on one TV and playing the game on the other. Looking over their shoulder. I don't know. I like to immerse myself in the game. I like to concentrate. But I don't want to talk to anybody else. There's no way I want to hear it. And it's usually a 14-year-old who's excited about swearing for the first time. Or sometimes it literally sounds like it's a baby. Or at least somebody holding a baby that's crying. So three times I had to mute all. I muted all and it came back. And I heard people like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, I got to do it again. I got to do it again. So that's something that's got to get fixed for sure. Now, there were a lot of people playing the alpha that felt it took too long to spawn. So they said they've sped that up. I just sat there. I mean, I don't know how long it's, but it didn't seem like it was anything too weird for me. The tanks, there was reduced tank health to make launchers and C4 a little bit more effective. If you play Modern Warfare, you know that your RPG is not going to blow up a tank, even if you hit it twice with your RPG. But if you have your assault rifle, you can weaken the tank. It's like, is that realistic? I don't know if it's realistic. Anyway, the beta, if you get a chance, check it out. I'm not impressed yet. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about electronic gaming and how it's gotten into our colleges. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much and welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. You know, esports has been such a huge thing worldwide, and I think it's really cool how it has grown in the ranks of the NCAA as well as colleges would like to compete. And this is why we have our guest with us today. We're happy to have Eric Johnson, the CEO of Electronic Gaming Federation, because they have a new landmark deal with the Big East Conference, with 11 schools to participate in multi-title 16-week season, which is underway right now. It's a three-year agreement. Eric, this is exciting stuff for all the student athletes that are involved in electronic gaming. How did this all come together?
Yeah, Rick, thanks for having me on. Yes, the Big East has been a great partner of ours. We have definitely, dedicated as a company towards creating Division I varsity level intercollegiate competition and taking a lot of models from what happens in the traditional sports space, but then applying those to what happens in the esport ecosystem. And to have them on board for this amount of time, to be starting a season, which we did on Monday, with 32 D1 schools and growing that in the spring by double. We think we are creating a way for students and the institutions themselves to follow the model for esport of what has been a great path for traditional sport.
And we're talking Overwatch, FIFA, Rocket League, Super Smash Brothers, Ultimate, titles like this?
Correct. So we're running the seasons on all those titles. We're also creating invitationals that are going to happen during the course of the season that allows new universities to get involved. But I think what makes this, our model different is the fact that we are very focused on creating a season, very focused on working with administrators on the academic side as well as the athletic departments, to bring esport more closely aligned with the way that traditional sport has been built, and seeing the opportunity for the fact that you have 30 to 45% of incoming students who are gamers, and making sure that those communities are being acknowledged, respected, given opportunities to be able to compete, and then building those communities and facilities on campus as a part of retention and recruitment. It's time for us to do that, and the universities, it's time for them that they have realized how important this is. They've developed, undergraduate degrees in this space. They've tied it to their STEM system, so there's an educational component and a career pathing component that we love.
A lot of these teams that we have seen, like, you know, out here in the Bay Area, the Golden State Warriors have bought some teams. And then, of course, you have to create a name of the team, and then you bring in some fantastic players. But that's all brand new. There's no tradition. They're building the tradition, obviously. But when you can participate in an esports, and you're wearing something that says Georgetown or UConn or Marquette, that, to me, right, is something that we all identify with, and now you're representing your school, and it's sort of built-in rivalries right there.
Exactly right. We're formalizing the rivalries between schools that has led to college football and college basketball having such a steep tradition in terms of creating that. It's creating a locality, like an ability for there to be not only at the high at the college level, but the high school level as well, in terms of how they're recruiting, to be able to understand like these competitions, that we're going to build these rivalries over time in the space that already have existed between schools. So to me, that's the genius of what we're trying to pull off here, and what is going to be something that can grow.
You think that we're going to get to the point where the recruiting, as you mentioned, will be intense, just as a blue chip athlete is, to give a full ride scholarship to one of these gamers?
I think that that could come to be. I do not think that the college window is similar to traditional sport in the idea that you go to college to become a professional e-sport player. Because I think if you have that capability, you probably do that earlier in your life. But I do think that it leads to recruitment and scholarship, because these are educated, smart individuals and student athletes who then have the opportunity to create a career path into an industry that's going to undeniably grow exponentially over the next decade. And I do think at the same time that esport will become, within this decade, probably earlier within this decade than we think, probably the third most revenue generating opportunity for collegiate programs, athlete programs, behind football and basketball in that time.
Yeah, and I, you know, as we said, this has already got underway with the League of Legends Fall Invitational. You're going to be having the championship on October 20th on Tuesday. And that, to me, is another cool thing, because, you know, sports traditionally happens on weekends. It's, you know, and there's Monday Night Football. It's good to have something on Tuesday. And this is Twitch ties into this as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We run all of our events on Twitch, Facebook Gaming, Twitter, and YouTube. At the same time, we've also licensed some of our product with ESPN in the past. So we are trying to figure out the right way to make sure that we get as much exposure for the program. Look, at the college space has been a little bit frayed and disorganized in some ways. There's a lot of folks who have a toe in the water in the college space. But what we've seen, and with my background at ESPN, the idea of what the NCAA has brought, with the idea of what the College Football Association has brought, what the Power Five have brought, is the idea that you bring the best brands in collegiate sports together under one house, and that is, maximizes the value of what the potential is for all parties involved.
Yeah, you mentioned under one house, and instead of going, you know, individually to Providence College or St. John's or Nova, you go to the conference, which means you go to the commissioner, Val Ackerman, who's been on this show in the past, and she was an athlete and a lawyer and a sports executive, and the great thing about her is she gets it. She knows how big this is going to be, right?
Correct. And Val and I have experienced together in the past. She came to our event that we ran in New York back in December of last year, and saw the power of what we were able to accomplish. You know, that said, we're also working with the MAC. We're working with a couple other conferences. The way the system is set up right now, Rick, some conferences have organized it together as a conference, and in many ways, the schools themselves are the ones, you know, you have, a system where you have advanced schools and schools who are just coming to the party here, that's okay. So we are set up to be able to work with all of them in whatever capacity they're ready for. So other conferences haven't organized this in the same way, and that's fine. But the Big East was very important, because that is one conference who we have worked with. They've been thought leaders. They have a number of schools who have great executives who have understood the value of what this is and elevated the conversation within the athletic department, the academic department, to understand what's possible.
Last question for you. People have asked me before, they know I'm a gamer, and they wonder if esports will ever be in the Olympics. I'd like to see it, and I also answer that, you know, in the Olympics, they used to have, and more than one Olympics, they literally used to have tug of war. And I think about how esports, you know, there's much more hand-eye coordination and thinking that goes on than tug of war. So just as an aside, what do you think about esports in the games of the Olympiad?
So I think that's absolutely going to happen. The question is it 2028? Or is it 2034 or 2032? It's going to happen, you know, and as someone who's gamed my entire life, I realize what that capability, the dexterity, the athleticism, the participation, competition, people who watch in this way, like it models the same kind of skeleton bones of what traditional sport is. I don't see why that would not be the case. Without a doubt, this is a skill-based opportunity that has elite athletes who are able to compete across all the different titles.
All right, speaking of Twitch, you can go to Electronic Gaming Federation's Twitch channels. They have five of them to check this out. We've been speaking with Eric Johnson, the CEO of the Electronic Gaming Federation, and this great deal that they have, a three-year deal with the Big East. Eric, congratulations on getting that done, and let's talk again down the road.
That sounds great. Rick, I appreciate it. Loved your intro, by the way.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-5818. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-5818. That's 1-800-200-5818, 1-800-200-5818.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game
Review. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and the lines are open the rest of the way if you'd like to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, we'll just have a few minutes left, and we'll do the old cheat code. Send your requests. I like giving away for older games. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that same email address to win the game I'm going to be giving away right now at 40 after, as I always do. The game is a game you've probably heard of. It's called FIFA 21, and this is developed by EA Canada, published by Electronic Arts, and the platforms are the PC, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and it'll also be on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. And I have it here, just came out a couple days ago, I have it here for the PS4, and the little blurb that EA put out is, win as one in FIFA 21. Whether it's on the streets or in the stadium, FIFA 21 has more ways to play than ever before, including the UEFA Champions League and CONMEBOL Libertadores. My question is, Harry Kane, what club team does he play for? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. It's the team that I've been a fan of. Been a member of, an official member, since 1991. Anyway, what team does Harry Kane play for? English national captain, plays his club soccer at. And by the way, UEFA, of course, is the European region of FIFA, the Union Européenne Football Association. CONMEBOL is South America, and that's the Copa Libertadores, which is their little Champions League. So that's a pretty cool thing as well. You know, players River Plate or Boca Juniors or Sao Paulo or Vasco da Gama, one of those teams down there in CONMEBOL, which is cool. Now, once again, from EA Canada and Electronic Arts, FIFA 21, just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, what team does Harry Kane play for, what club team. Did get my hands on this game, and it's a great game. What are you going to do? It's a great game. But whenever there's a perennial title like this, I always compare it to the year before. And if these things were $3, I would buy it without even thinking about it. But when you're talking, you know, $59.99, you're going to download it to get the shiny discs, what have you, is it really so much different? You'd say, well, Rick, I need to have the kits the same. I need to have, you know, the player updates the same, and always get your updates, but yeah, it's outstanding. And if you want to play with Borussia Dortmund and you want to play as Erling Haaland, it's all like got great angles, great TV style to it. It's absolutely fantastic. But did anything big change in this game? Not for me. There are a few incremental steps. It's kind of like how MLB The Show does. You got to play a whole season there to sort of get all the little nuances and the little changes and things that happen, but the way the ball is trapped, the way that you can get these quick half volleys and passes and guys doing panenkas and all these other things, Rabenas, just fantastic tricks on the ball. It feels really cool. But one thing that they have improved on from last year is the pacing of the players. And what that is that if you are playing, you know, if I'm playing a defender against Kylian Mbappe of Paris Saint-Germain, and he's going to run right by me. There's no way in real life that I'm going to keep pace with him. After two steps, he's by me. So That was something that people had complained about, that some of these plodding donkeys, these Muppets of defenders, were just as fast as Heung-Min Son of Tottenham. I mean, it's just, how can that be? So they've improved on that, but they have to be careful with that, because I remember on the old Genesis with Madden, back when the Cowboys had their second dynasty with the Troy Aikman team, that every time Emmitt Smith got the ball, he would run through people. And I don't mean knock them over or around them. I mean, he literally, you could see the pixels like a ghost go into chest and come out the other side. Because they just decided, look, we have to make Emmitt Smith better than everybody else. So they've managed to not make, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, like, run through people. But there are a lot of goals, which is good. You know, people like goals. There are a lot of goals, but it's a lot of it is because the goalies stink in this game. And if I was a goalie like the French captain Hugo Lloris, or Allison, or, you know, Casper Schmeichel, anybody else, you know, any goalie, you'd be like, why am I dropping everything? How come when I clear something, it's right to the other side? So shooting is fun. Passing is so much smoother now. It usually takes me a while to get used to the passing and the whole thing with, you know, hit it fast, hit it, you know, hit it two times, or, you know, hold it down for more power on it. It's the passing is good. Lots of triangles, lots of square balls and through balls. And the other thing, too, is putting a nicely weighted ball on a through ball. So, and that's not easy to program, I would imagine. And that would be if, you know, you're in the midfield and someone's making a run. You want to kick the ball through, but you don't want the ball to go out of bounds. You want it to kind of stop right when the guy is going to meet it or just have a little bit of pace left. And that's what they call a weighted pass. But the other tweaks in this game that have been made, as I said, there's no huge introduction like Volta last year. But there's been adjustments that add a little bit. Like Volta now comes with something called the debut. It's a 2 to 3 hour single player mode that is kind of a reintroduction to the street side of soccer. And I wouldn't call it a complete story mode because, you know, it's not a hugely engaging story, but it's a good way to display 5 new arena locations. But you're going to play matches on the way up from, you know, from Australia to Brazil, and you can take on a lot of legends. And in fact, there's even one with Kaká. Remember him? Kaká. Remember Kaká when he played the Brazilian national team? He didn't come from the favelas. He was a rich boy. And not only that, he was very handsome. And so he got a lot of guff. And then when people realize, oh, you're world class, we don't care if you're good looking and rich, we accept you into the team here. But cool thing about Volta now is you can play online co-op with friends, which for some reason you couldn't do last year. And that's just something that I believe was overlooked, or they couldn't jam it in at the last second. And EA kind of teased that there would be some big changes coming to the career mode in FIFA 21. But I don't think there's a huge plastic surgery has gone on the Botox face of that just yet. I mean, there's a couple fun additions. Interactive match sim option is probably the coolest one, even if you could say that, you know, Madden has had that for a few years now. But the ability to just watch the game develop from a bird's eye view, you know, a football manager view, it's a great way to progress quickly through some of those you know, those transitions. And then for me, like the way I've been scouting players, sending scouts all over different places, putting them in the youth team, letting them go. And, you know, like I said, it borrows from that whole Football Manager series with those training and player development systems. But, you know, and then you can kind of think that's kind of a career mode as well. But the one thing that people have been getting a lot of reaction is the microtransactions. And they still look to be an issue with the card packs, the ultimate team. Card packs are available, and people will buy them, and they cost between 42 cents or 33 pence in England, or American, $20.83. EA has stated it has no plans to alter the what they call the surprise mechanics unless laws are passed. And you'd have to say that very small improvements last year in regards to the cards, because the icons now cost less than the transaction marks, but the chances of getting one via pack are still ridiculously low. So very little progress, I think, has been made there, but maybe it's going to change as we get to the next gen. But for now, it's still a great game. What are you going to do? 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in just a second. But for those of you who are investors, GameStop looks like it's the worst that's over for them, because in the beginning of the pandemic, they closed all their physical stores. And they lost something like 40% of market price. And now that things are open and they caught a second win, and now they're up 56% in their market price. How many of you out there investing? I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in because that was a little bit of a story today. All right, let's take a look at the new releases coming out on shelves or via your DLC, your downloadable content. Little Witch Academia VR, that's Oculus Quest, very anime looking. Torchlight 3, action RPG on the 1 and the 4 and the PC. G.I. Joe Operation, not like Operation, but it's called G.I. Joe Operation, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC action game. Prinny 1 and 2. Switch, that is an adventure comp. The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, and that's that World War II. That's an Oculus Quest, so it's a VR game. That's their little franchise. Robotics Notes Elite. These translations are not the best. Robotics Notes Elite. It's a PC game. It's a visual novel. Partisans 1941 for the PC. Action strategy sim. Cloudpunk, not Steam. That's or on Steam. Cloudpunk is Switch, PS4, Xbox One, a sci-fi action adventure. Space Crew, kind of cartoony with big baby heads, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch, a strategy simulation. This is the Zodiac speaking. I'm already petrified. I'm already scared. An adventure game for the PC, PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch. Age of Empires 3, Definitive Edition. That's on the PC. Leisure Suit Larry is back. And this is on the point-and-click adventure on the PC. Let all the people start protesting now. Cake Bash Stadia, Xbox One, PC, and PS4. It's a party game. And we also have Mario Kart Live Home Circuit on the Switch, which I think is going to be tons of fun. And Crown Trick. This is a RPG roguelike on the PC and Switch. And then coming up on the 16th, you will have NHL 21, the PS4, Xbox One. We just had the Stanley Cup end and Tampa Bay won, and we're going to start it all up again with a new game. You know what? What do I say? Bring it on. It's the best hockey game ever made. Take a quick break, and we will come on back on Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code I have here. By the way, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Terry. Terry writes in from Modesto, California, and he or she says, Rick, how do I get to the 999 mode in Wolfenstein? Well, I believe you're talking about Wolfenstein The New Order and Xbox One. Let me tell you how you get it. By the way, the 999 mode is the highest difficulty you can have, but you get unlimited ammo. And it's funny when you say permadeath. That's a video game term. In real life, it's death. In a video game, permadeath. You get one life. That's it. Like real life, you get one life. Row one of the cheat, put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then in row two of the cheat screen, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. It's pretty easy. Row 1 is 1 through 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then row 2, you count back from 8, but then once you get to 1, you put in a 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And you'll be in it. 9, 9, 9. And by the way, there is that 3D Easter egg in there. If you can enter the nightmare, you'll be on the very first level of Wolfenstein 3D. Just go to the top floor of the headquarters of the resistance movement, and there'll be a mattress on the ground, and can do the rest. Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. We will send you back to the Sports Talk on your respective Sports Talk networks, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great week.